News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government has signaled its commitment to further enhance the trade environment in Jamaica with the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding MOU by 8 ministries on Monday. The trade facilitation was signed by ministers, permanent secretaries, and other representatives of the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Health, Agriculture and Fisheries, Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, National Security, Transport, Works and Housing, Finance and Planning, and the Cabinet Office. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator A.J. Nicholson says the MOU will ensure the implementation of transparent, consistent, and predictable procedures at Jamaica's borders, aimed at reducing transaction costs and improving the national trading environment.
Given the current thrust towards establishing Jamaica as a global logistics hub, trade facilitation will, of course, play a key transformative role in improving Jamaica's trading environment and international competitiveness, primarily through the establishment of improved and more efficient processes at the border to facilitate international trade in goods that are entering Jamaica.
Senator Nicholson says the MOU represents another step in Jamaica's preparatory work to implement the World Trade Organization Agreement on Trade Facilitation. The Ministry of National Security is to roll out a campaign on lawfulness aimed at reinforcing the culture of discipline. Portfolio Minister Peter Bunting says the campaign will promote core values such as fairness, kindness, and pride in country.
We must address these factors that contribute to crime and violence by first educating our citizens on the root causes of this epidemic of violence. Second, igniting their passions, energies, and commitment to reverse it, and creating pathways to help people move from concern to action.
Minister Bunting was speaking at the Unite for Change National Forum on Youth Violence Prevention at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston recently. The forum was held under the theme, Do the Right Thing, Volunteer in Protecting Our Children as We Unite for Change. Work continues apace on the construction of a 50-megawatt cogeneration plant by Jamalco. The Jamalco plant is among four projects anticipated to add 381 megawatts of electricity generating capacity to the national grid. Chairman of the Electricity Sector Enterprise Team, ESET, Dr. Vin Lawrence, says the project is on schedule to be completed by the second quarter of 2018.
Cabinet gave us permission yesterday to proceed with these discussions and negotiations with Jamalco. We have in hand their financial models, their design proposals, their detailed specifications, their preliminary consultations with the environmental approval agencies, etc.
Dr. Lawrence was providing an update on the progress of Jamaica's base load capacity at a media briefing at the Office of the Prime Minister earlier this week. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Electricity Sector Enterprise Team, Dr. Vincent Lawrence, says the Jamaica Public Service Company Limited, JPS, has selected the United States-based New Fortress Energy as the preferred bidder to supply liquefied natural gas, LNG, to its power plant in Bogue. Additionally, Dr. Lawrence says the conversion of the Bogue power plant in St. James will generate more electricity than was envisioned, adding that the project is scheduled to meet the targeted completion date of the first quarter of 2016. Dr. Lawrence adds that the reconfiguration process is on track, pointing out that once the contract is signed, it will take 26 weeks for the reconfiguration to be undertaken. With regards to the building of a 190-megawatt power plant and gas terminal at Old Harbour by JPS, Dr. Lawrence says the project is on target to meet the scheduled completion date of the fourth quarter of 2017. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's two-month amnesty. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Company's Office of Jamaica Amnesty, May 4 to June 30. Call 908-4419-224 for details.